Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, I'm Kim, and I'm reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, November 11th, also Veterans Day. The PBBA annual Veterans Day ride has been scheduled to honor local veterans and support their participation in the Trail Warrior Project from 9 a.m. to noon Saturday, starting at Corporal Ray's Coffee, 3111 Fodray Road. Corporal Ray's will open at 6 a.m. for anyone who wants coffee and food before the ride. Sign up starts at 7:30 a.m. Donations will be taken on-site at 9 a.m., cash or checks payable to the Trail Warrior Project. Lunch will be at 11 a.m. at Domino's Pizza, located near Corporal Ray's Coffee. Lunch is free with a $25 donation or $10 per person. All monies raised will be used to help offset their cost, such as equipment, clothing, repairs, etc., necessary for their participation in a new innovative bike packing series designed to help veterans specifically. To view the 17-mile route, visit tinyurl.com/y372cv29. Registration is required online at tinyurl.com/j6fspwvw. Ladies Conference and Royal Tea. Life Challenge Church, 4500 North Grandview Avenue, has scheduled a highly favored Ladies Conference and Royal Tea Friday and Saturday. Registration opens at 6 p.m. Speakers will be Vicki Vernon, Philo Shaw, Vicki Pacheco, Audrey Madrid, and Lexi Pacheco. Registration is required. To register or for more information, visit hfconference.com. Launch Party Concert. Plan Masters GPS LLC has scheduled WTX Manifest Music and Culture Launch Party Concert from 7 p.m. to midnight Friday at Dos Amigos, 4700 North Golder Avenue. Headlighting will be CMT Music Award and ACM Award winner Jack Ingram and Latin Grammy Award nominee La Energia Norteña. Remy Riley will also be featured. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/4C3A8Z3D. Education Foundation 21st Birthday Bash. The Education Foundation of Odessa has scheduled its 21st birthday bash from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. today at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. Visit tinyurl.com/YCAASRZV. Fall Revival. Inner City Tabernacle of Life Ministries, 3607 North Dixie Boulevard, has scheduled a fall revival with Clara Stevens at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday. There will also be a special young person service at 1:30 p.m. Saturday. Call 432-272-2544 or visit ictabernacleoflifeministries.com. Free Men's Health Event. Odessa Regional Medical Center has scheduled a free men's health event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Friday at Westlake Ace Hardware, 4652 East University Boulevard. ORMC will provide lunch and free men's health screenings, including lab work and a colorectal cancer screening questionnaire to those who attend. Men who get a health screening will also receive a 10% discount on any purchase at Westlake Hardware. Screens will include check for diabetes, A1C level, thyroid, cholesterol, and triglycerides. For more information, call 432-582-8399 or visit tinyurl.com/32NM6KYC. Free Small Business Federal Tax Workshop. Midland College Business and Economic Development Center, Casa de Amigos, and the Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce are offering a free Small Business Federal Tax Workshop from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. today at the MC Cogdale Learning Center, 201 West Florida Avenue, Midland. To register, visit midland.edu/tax workshop. Production. The Midland Community Theater, 2000 West Wadley Avenue, Midland, has scheduled Peter and the Starcatcher at 7:30 p.m. Fridays and 2:30 p.m. Saturdays, November 12th through December 11th. For tickets or information, visit www.mctmidland.org. Revive. Revive Youth Gathering. Odessa First Assembly, 1101 North Lee Avenue, has scheduled Revive, a gathering of students in grades 6 through 12 from 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and 9:30 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The service will be presented by Inner Court and Mickey Latow, director at WTAMU Wesley. The event will also include a block party and food trucks on Friday. Early bird fee is $30, thereafter $35. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/3MDW5FRJ. Blood Drive. Woodland Midstream and Vitalant have scheduled a blood drive from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday at 6005 East Ridge Road, Suite 230 parking lot. Bring your ID, eat a healthy, low-fat meal within 2 hours ahead of your donation. Drink 8 to 16 ounces of water or a sports drink. If you are donating platelets, please do not take aspirin or any medication containing aspirin within 48 hours prior to your donation. To schedule an appointment, visit at www.vitalant.org. For more information, call Jackie Duarte at 432-614-4560. Concerts. The Hacienda Event Center, 12610 Texas 191 Frontage Road, Midland, has scheduled the following events. Friday, Signo, Joe Lopez y Grupo Mas, November 25th, Farruko, January 14th, 2022, Camilla, Carla Brew, and special guest El Chaparro Chalchenega. January 21st, Gerardo Ortiz, La Adicta, La Fiera de Okinaga, Impacto, Sinalosan. For event times and tickets, visit HaciendaMidland.com.
Death notice from the Odessa American, Thursday, November 11th. Alan Leroy Johnson, Odessa. Alan Leroy Johnson, 55, of Odessa, died Tuesday, November 2nd in Odessa. Celebration of life is scheduled for 2 p.m. Friday, November 12th at Texas and Clements Church of Christ. Brother Devon DeShields is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Cody Allen Martindale. Cody Allen Martindale, 27, of Midland, died Monday, November 8th, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 9:30 a.m., November 13th, at Greenwood Baptist Church. Burial will be held at Rest Haven Memorial Park. The family will receive guests on Friday, November 12th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Greenwood Baptist Church. Arrangements are by Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. William Moody Billy Wells, Jr., San Antonio. William Moody Billy Wells Jr., 90, of Monahans, died Friday, October 8th in San Antonio. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. November 13th at First Baptist Church in Monahans. Pastor Chris Powell is officiating. Arrangements are by Harkey Funeral Home of Monahans. Danny Steve Wilson, Odessa. Danny Steve Wilson, 69, of Odessa, died Friday, November 5th in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 5 p.m. Saturday, November 13th at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 5401 John Ben Shepherd Parkway, Odessa. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, November 11th, 2021. Local. Community Roundup. Veterans Day events. PBBA Veterans Day ride, 9 a.m. Saturday at 3111 Faudry Road in Odessa. Events. Texas Recycles Day, 9 a.m. Saturday, 3600 North Garfield. Vinyl Brunch, Postmodern Jukebox Edition, 10:30 a.m. Sunday at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Show of Support Hunt for Heroes Banquet, November 16th at the Bush Convention Center. Animal Land and Party in the Park, 6 p.m. November 18th at Centennial Park. The Gifty Grinchmas Market, November 19th and 20th at the Horseshoe Arena. Midland Gun Exposition, November 20th and 21st at the Horseshoe Arena. Drop and Shop, 1 p.m. November 22nd at the Little Gym of Midland. Christmas Tree Market, 5 to 9 p.m. November 20th and 27th at Parks Legado Town Center. Nonprofits. Ladies Night, 6 p.m. Thursday at the Illinois Art Museum. Peter and the Starcatcher, this Friday through December 11th at Midland Community Theater. All Together Now, Friday and Saturday at the Permian Playhouse. Kick for Kenya 5K 10K, 7 a.m. Saturday at Golf Course Road Church of Christ. Catalyst by the Permian Basin String Quartet, 7:30 p.m. Saturday at Odessa College. Yard Sale and Fall Festival, 9 a.m. Saturday by Pride Center West Texas at 4141 Tanglewood Lane. Animal Land and Party in the Park, 6 p.m. November 18th at Centennial Park. Midland Soup Kitchen Ministry Thanksgiving Lunch, 11:30 a.m. November 22nd at 1401 Orchard Lane. Entertainment Calendar. WTX Manifest Music and Culture Kickoff with Jack Ingram, 7 p.m. Friday at Dos Amigos. Senor Joe Lopez and Grupo Mas, 7 p.m. Friday at La Hacienda Event Center. Glass Beach Proper, Lost at Sea, 7:30 p.m. November 15th at Cactus House. Odessa Shakespeare Festival, As You Like It, 7 p.m. November 19th at Globe of the Great Southwest. Odessa Shakespeare Festival, 12th Night, 7 p.m. November 20th at Globe of the Great Southwest. Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, 7 p.m. November 24th at Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Faruco, 7 p.m. November 25th at La Hacienda Event Center. An Officer and a Gentleman, 2 p.m. November 28th at Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Texas Recycles Day, Saturday, November 13th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Schaap Center parking lot on the Midland College campus. For more information, visit www.keepmidlandbeautiful.org or call 432-688-7745. Residential only. Stay in your car. Items collected. Electronics. Limit 6 per vehicle. Laptops, computers, hard drives, switches, tablets, game consoles, all phones, servers, printers, docking stations, stereos, DVD players, cameras, copiers, cable and satellite boxes, keyboards, mice, projectors, flat screen televisions, remotes, GPS systems, and MP3 players. Personal shredding up to 3 file boxes provided by Secured Documents Shredding. Most home appliances limit 2 per vehicle. Refrigerators, washers, dryers, dishwashers, freezers, water heaters, toasters, microwaves, stoves, and ovens. Aluminum, cardboard, paper, plastic, number 1 and 2, and tires, limit 4 per vehicle. Goodwill West Texas will be accepting donations of household items, clothing, etc. No paint or no batteries accepted.
U.S. employers shrugged off virus and stepped up hiring, the Associated Press, Washington. America's employers accelerated their hiring last month, adding a solid 531,000 jobs, the most since July, and a sign that the recovery from the pandemic recession is overcoming a virus-induced slowdown. Friday's report from the Labor Department also showed that the unemployment rate fell to 4.6% last month from 4.8% in September. That is a comparatively low level, though still well above the pre-pandemic jobless rate of 3.5%, and the job gains in August and September weren't as weak as initially reported. The government increased its estimate of hiring for those 2 months by a hefty combined 235,000 jobs. All told, the figures point to an economy that is steadily recovering from the pandemic recession, with healthy consumer spending prompting companies in nearly every industry to add workers. Though the effects of COVID-19 are still causing severe supply shortages, heightening inflation, and keeping many people out of the workforce, employers are finding gradually more success in filling near-record high job postings. This is the kind of recovery we can get when we are not sidelined by a surge in COVID cases, said Nick Bunker, director of economic research at the employment website Indeed. The speed of employment gains has faltered at times this year, but the underlying momentum of the U.S. labor market is quite clear. The better-than-expected jobs report was welcomed on Wall Street, where investors sent stocks further into record territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 200 points, or roughly 0.5% in early afternoon trading. Short-term Treasury yields rose as some investors moved up their expectations for when the Federal Reserve will begin raising interest rates. But longer-term yields dipped amid muted expectations for inflation over the long term. By most barometers, the economic recovery appears solidly on track. Services companies in such areas as retail, banking, and warehousing have reported a sharp jump in sales. Sales of new and existing homes surged last month, and consumer confidence rose in October after three straight declines. At the same time, though, the nation remains 4.2 million jobs short of the number it had before the pandemic flattened the economy in March 2020. The effects of the virus are still discouraging some people from traveling, shopping, eating out, and attending entertainment venues. In October, the pickup in hiring was spread across nearly every major industry, with only government employers reporting a job loss, mostly in education. Shipping and warehousing companies added 54,000 jobs. The battered leisure and hospitality sector, which includes restaurants, bars, hotels, and entertainment venues, gained 164,000. Manufacturers, despite their struggles with supply shortages, added 60,000, the most since June 2020.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Unvaccinated are perpetuating the pandemic. Dear Dr. Roach, you recently replied to a question regarding vaccination among healthcare workers by saying they are ethically obligated to get the vaccine in order to not infect their patients. But isn't it true that the vaccinated are getting COVID and also infecting others? It is protection for the vaccinated, but it's not protection for those around them. Answer. You are mistaken that the vaccine does not protect others. While it is true that there can be breakthrough infections among the vaccinated, the risk of an infection is much lower among vaccinated than unvaccinated. Consequently, the risk of spreading the disease is much lower. People who have had a breakthrough infection are infectious for a shorter period than unvaccinated people and have less infectious virus overall. It is the unvaccinated who are continuing this pandemic, and if everyone, or even nearly everyone, were vaccinated with currently available vaccines, there would be no more pandemic. Many people say that, since the vaccine isn't 100% effective, they won't take it. No medical treatment is 100% effective. Even if a partially effective vaccine is beneficial, and the currently available vaccines are all very effective. Another excuse is that mandatory vaccines are an infringement on a person's freedom. This is true. No freedoms are absolute. Other people's freedoms must be considered. Vaccinations have been mandated by public schools for many years. Personal freedoms must be balanced by the responsibility to protect others. Vaccine mandates have been repeatedly found to be legal during a public health emergency. Requiring healthcare workers who are at particularly high risk for infecting others to be vaccinated makes medical and scientific sense.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, November 11th. Son's career and family business comes at a cost. Dear Abby, my ex-husband and I have been divorced 24 years, and now that our children are grown, we have minimal contact. We see and speak to each other only when there's a wedding or a birthday party for our grandson. 3 years ago, our 34-year-old son went to work for his father with the promise that someday the business would be his. Our son left a well-paying job to work for his father, but from past experience, I know my ex isn't trustworthy. He often lies to get what he wants, and his promises rarely come to fruition. Now I'm hearing from former in-laws I've remained close to, as well as our other children, that my ex does nothing but complain and belittle our son. He shares every mistake our son has made over the last 3 years, and even personal information about our son's finances. Naturally, it upsets me to hear these things. What do I do? Should I tell my son what his father is saying about him? Do I confront my ex, even though I'm sure he will deny saying these things? Or should I just butt out because, after all, my son is an adult? signed Caught in the Middle. Dear Caught, talk to your son. Tell him what these relatives are repeating to you. It's better than remaining silent and letting him stay in the dark. How he chooses to deal with his father after that is up to him, including telling dear old dad he needs something in writing to guarantee he gets the business in the event of dad's demise. No one lives forever, as the saying goes. If dad refuses, your son will be better off looking for another job rather than waste any more of his time. Dear Abby, almost 40 years ago, I betrayed a friend. She was a classmate, and we went to the same church. Along with others, I suggested she was someone who slept around and had an STD. At the time, I didn't even completely understand what an STD was. I just went along with the crowd. I have often regretted that day. I was never the kind of person to do that to someone. I have felt awful for publicly shaming her. I tried reaching out to her on Facebook, but she will not acknowledge me. I really don't blame her. Our 40th class reunion is coming up soon, and I see on the class website she plans to be there. I would like to see some of our classmates, but I'm ashamed. With all my heart, I am sorry for what I did back then, but I am afraid she might call me out on it. What should I do? Signed, Ashamed in Texas. Dear Ashamed, stop stalking your former classmate on Facebook to soothe your guilty conscience. You may not have known back in high school what an STD was, but you were aware of the cruelty of slut-shaming. Attend the reunion, and if she calls you out, apologize to her privately and hope she forgives you. Dear veterans, for your service to our nation, I salute you. My thanks to each of you on this Veterans Day. You are the personification of patriotism, self-sacrifice, and dedication to our country. I would also like to recognize your families for the sacrifices they too have made. Love, Abby.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.